Riley?
Hello?
Yeah, Riley, I'm sorry. We got disconnected, and I was trying to call you back and talking to the receptionist when you called me, and so I just reached to you.
No problem. Let me go ahead and let them know that I have you on the line. Give me one second. Okay, because they're going to try to contact you back. Alrighty.
So,
alrighty, well, we're checking up on your full guarantee, right?
Correct.
Okay, I do see here you did receive a call back in August, but they didn't charge it. Because there was only one call, our team will just wait for the following month to see if you get more calls so they can charge them, like, all together, you know?
Okay, and so what is, how would that work? Every time that people calls me, I get charged, or I get charged regardless?
When people called you, Google charged us. We pay Google. That's why we charge you ourselves as Local Splash. We charge you monthly because we run the report for how many calls you got during the month. And once that's done, we charge you so you can have the whole budget available for the following month.
Okay.
In this case, right now, the month just went over yesterday. So our team is going to run out the report from September. Since you do now have more than 2 or 3 calls in the month of September, now they are going to charge you for a Google guarantee.
And how much money do I have there? Do I have money there, or do I have to put more money?
Let me check. Like, how much is the current budget?
I believe it's either 300. I don't know if
the activation budget is for 500.
Okay, so then, so if it's 500, I think that is doable.
I'm sorry?
It is doable if it's 500, it's fine.
No.
Okay. But how much of the $500 has been used, or I'm up to zero right now, I have no money there, or you guys are going to charge me for a new 500 or what?
Once our team brings up the report from the calls that they're going to charge you, they are going to charge from those just 7 calls. So let's say from these 7 calls, it's, I don't know, let's set up an example, $150. So let's say from this $500, during that whole month, you only use $150, you still have available $350. But since the month is over, because for all the accounts, we work month to month, so it's from the 1st until the 30th or 31st. In this case, our team is going to make the payment for those $150. So you can have, again, the $500 available for the whole month of October.
Okay, and how can I get more organic calls? Because, you know, seven calls in a whole month is not bringing me a lot of business. I'm depending on you guys, Local Splash or Google. I was under the understanding that I was dealing directly with Google. I don't know if I have to use companies like you in order for me to get to Google, or if I can directly go to Google and have them do that. Or they need a middleman company.
you were under the impression Google was charging you?
Yeah, directly. I thought that you, Local Splash, were Google.
No, we're Local Splash. It's a separate company. We do work with Google, though. Google charge us, and we charge you monthly. Google will charge you if you have your card information with Google. They charge you every moment that you receive the call. If you get a call right now from Google Guarantee, Google will charge you right away. If you get one in 2-3 hours, they will charge you right away. What we do, we run the report first. We check if there was any missed credit or if there was any credit pending.
Uh-huh.
As well, we review that first, and then we will charge you for just the leads you receive. We don't have to wait for any more credits. Depending when was the credit sent to Google, of course, we will wait for it, and we will let you know.
And so how do I know where I'm at on the Google page, on my Google Guarantee? How can I see that on my computer?
Like the position where you are?
Exactly. Yeah, ma'am, I'm at the first page or on 20 pages down or what?
Well, each place, it's different. Because each place has their own different competitors that you have. So the area, the location where you are, where you search might be different though.
So do you know, can you see where is my position?
That's what I'm looking for. I do see here your ad does have the green check mark though. It is showing up with the check mark. But I'm looking up for that position one.
Because my goal is to be in the first page. I was promised when I was approached by Local Splash that I will be in the first page. So it's been over a year that I've been with Google Guarantee. And I don't know my status. I don't know if I'm on the first page or what can we do to be on the first page.
Google is also offering a few areas if you would like so we can expand your service area. They recommend to add the following locations: Malibu, Los Angeles County, Stevenson Ranch, Castic, and Palmdale.
So what will be for me to be there? Do I have to pay extra or just expand it to there?
No, it doesn't charge extra to expand to this area. It's just what Google thinks. You might have better look, better service areas in this one. Like expanding your service to these areas, it's better because they've seen from their algorithm, this area might be working better for you.
Right now, because what are the cities that I am right now?
Let me check. Okay, we have Beverly Hills, Burbank, Culver City, El Segundo, Los Angeles, Marina del Rey, San Fernando, Santa Clarita, Santa Monica, West Hollywood, and the zip code 90261. And there is another zip code.
Can you disregard El Segundo because it's too far away from my radio?
Okay. And the last zip code, it's 90304. Segundo. Okay. Got it. I removed it.
Uh-huh. So do you have, can you put there Brentwood, Los Angeles, not Brentwood, California, because Brentwood, California is in by the Bay Area, by San Jose.
Brentwood, it's already added, and it's being covered maybe by Los Angeles City.
Okay, that's good.
There's a lot of areas that are showing grayed out here. It's because it's already being covered by a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Boiling Hills.
Which one?
Canyon County. Downtown. Granada Hills. Encinos.
Yeah, but the two first one that you say, which ones were they?
Is it Bailey? Yeah. Or Boiley Heights? Is it
B-O-Y-L-E-H-E-I? No, I don't want to be on Boyle Heights. It's kind of like... No, Boyle... Can you disregard Boyle Heights?
Okay.
Because that's East Los Angeles. That's too far away from me. And what was the other one before?
Canyon County.
Canyon Country is where I live. That one is
Echo Park.
Yeah, no, disregard Echo Park.
Downtown.
Disregard downtown too.
Encino.
That one is fine.
Granada Hills.
Fine.
La Brea.
La Brea. La Brea is, where is that nearby? It's West Los Angeles, Hollywood, or what? Or Inglewood?
It just tells me La Brea. It doesn't tell me the specific where it is. Let me see if I can find it on the map. Okay, La Brea is in Los Angeles County.
Yeah, you can disregard
near
that.
Near Beverly Hills.
It is near Beverly Hills. What I'm trying to do as a businessman, a rally, is to be in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, Brentwood, Santa Monica, Marina del Rey, Malibu, Pacific Palisades, and West Hollywood. Because right there is rich people and they don't have time to do it themselves. And there is not enough, not a lot of Home Depots and Lowe's. And if I go to places like San Fernando, like downtown Los Angeles, there's a lot of hardware stores and people do things themselves. And it's too far away from me. So that's why I'd rather be in these other places. You said that I can be in Stevenson Ranch, right? Because I live near Stevenson Ranch, but I travel to Beverly Hills every day.
Yeah, right. Google did offer these options.
Yeah, I can be there too. If Google is offering that.
He offered Stevenson Ranch, Castic, C-A-S-T-A-I-C.
Yeah, Castic. That's where the are you here in Los Angeles or where are you based now?
Ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in Sound Valley.
Sand Valley. So Castic is by the Magic Mountain. If you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. So Castic, I can be in Castic too. You can put Castic as well.
Stevenson Ranch, you suggested that one, right?
Yeah, Stevenson Ranch and Castic.
How about Palmdale?
No, not Palmdale. It's too far from me.
And Malibu?
Malibu. I'd rather not to go there because it's I have to cross the mountain and go either over Pacific Palisades.
And the last option is Los Angeles County. I understand it's a big area, the Los Angeles County, but I mean, it's best to be in a bigger area, honestly.
Okay, you can put Los Angeles County, not Los Angeles downtown. I have a big Sprinter Mercedes-Benz, and it's very hard for me to park downtown.
Okay. All right. I added these options.
Mm-hmm.
That Google recommended. Let me see. Okay, Los Angeles County is covering a big, big area. It's going all the way up to Lancaster.
Oh, no. So then, yeah, disregard that one. I'd rather to be in the cities that we speculate.
Yeah, it goes all the way to, actually, Palmdale's included, Lancaster, Court Hills, Del Sur, Lake Los Angeles, Sunville. Yeah, it's going all the way up to there.
No, let's not put that one then.
Okay, let me remove the county then. Alrighty, the changes have been already done. I removed the big county. Mm-hmm. We can keep it as is right now in the meantime. And we will be checking up on your account. Have you sent us any pictures lately, any new images that we can use?
You know what, that is a good question. How can I do that? Because I have done a lot of good jobs, and I still have nothing but 5-star reviews from Google.
Okay, that's good.
So I got 147. I never buy reviews. These reviews are organic. People write the review. I just got one yesterday. So I have another company that are writing the answering. Or do you guys answer the reviews?
No. They need to be answered by you.
Okay. So how can I upload pictures on Google Guarantee or Google Ads?
You can send them over to us in a text message or via email. For a Google Guarantee, they do require some specifics for the pictures, like the minimum resolution is 640x640, and the maximum file size needs to be 10 megabytes.
So if I send one at a time, you guys will be able to upload them, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then, so how can I do the text, the pictures? Let's try it right now, one picture.
Okay.
Let me check right now. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so how can I send? I have a picture. So should I put it to Jessie@LocusFlash? Because I believe that's the lady that used to work with me at extension 2267.
You can send it to our email. It's best because it doesn't lose the quality of the picture.
So what is your email?
It's support@localsplash.com.
Okay, that. Let me see. Will you be able to see the picture now if I send it to you right now?
I will. Just let me know when he confirms you that it's been sent out so I can search for it in our email.
Yes, it has been sent. I want to be able to be top notch on Google Guarantee, because I want people to call me directly, organically, rather than click on an ad and charge me and maybe not even call me. But I want people to call directly. If they see my Google Guarantee ad, if they click, will you guys charge me, or you guys will charge me only when people call?
Only when people call.
Okay.
But if they click on it, it's best because it gives you a more ranking and visibility position.
Check the picture that I sent.
It's been sent. Let me see if you have ranked. Yes. One moment. No, we haven't received it yet. Oh, let me see. Did you put a test for the
yes,
subject?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we did receive the picture.
Okay, so I can start sending you more pictures. So you say support, right? Locos Plus.
Yes, on the same email, you can attach the pictures.
Yeah. Okay, I send you another one just to corroborate that we are communicating.
On the same email?
Mm-hmm. No, on another email.
Okay. Let me refresh.
And I want to send you before and after pictures to see if you can upload them.
Did it show that it's been sent out already? Because I haven't received it yet. Another refresh.
I didn't put anything on. I didn't put no test. It's a hook lock. It's a keypad with a hook.
Let me double check. Refresh. Okay, yeah. I do see here we received it already.
Okay. So I want to send you pictures and see if you can upload them, so that I have a better presence. My goal is to be more organic with Google than Yelp. I pay, believe me or not, I pay $3,000 a month on Yelp, but the competition is so bad that I have to lower the prices. People call the 3 or 4 locksmiths that Yelp sends the information from. So whenever a person send a Yelp request, Yelp send it to 20 locksmiths. So we all have to fight, and we all have to call right away. They will not call us. They will wait for us to call, and then they receive like 7 or 8 calls or answer, and then they decide which one. So I want to be more organic and more selected from the people to call me rather than me calling them.
Okay.
So I have pictures here that it shows the beginning, before and after, that I want to show to people, because I do things that other locksmiths don't do. Like I customize locks for different
types of doors.
Just make sure the pictures, they are quite big so we can use them, because for Google Guarantee, Google has specific sites pictures that we can use. And if they don't have these sites, it's not going to allow us to upload them. I mean, for the Google Ads, there's no problem with the pictures. I mean, they can use different sites as you would like. But for Google Guarantee, it has specific pictures.
Okay, so I'm sending you these pictures, and you can choose which ones are uploadable. Are you going to be the one that is going to be taking care of my account? Because it used to be a guy named Ivan. So I want to know if you are going to be able to keep us.
We always leave notations on the account. So in case by any chance I'm not available or for some reason, one of my coworkers can help you out, but it always will be Bonnie or Ivan and myself, either the three of us.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Ivan for about a year.
I see. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so
what's going on? But yeah, if you have any concerns about the account, any information you would like to review, you can always call us and we will review the account directly with you. There's no problem with that.
So I send you the pictures, and it says pictures on the subject. See if you receive the pictures, please. It's a bunch of pictures of a job that I did, custom job that tells a story.
Mm-hmm. I'm refreshing, okay? 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Can you confirm me if it was sent out? If it shows that it was sent out from your device?
Let me see.
Because I keep refreshing. No, this one's not yours. And he hasn't arrived yet.
I see the other two that I sent you. That this third one, I don't know if it's too big, because there were like 15 pictures. Maybe I need to send you one at a time.
No, it can be good. The ones that you're sending, it's fine. It's just that I want to make sure that shows that it's been sent out.
Not yet. It's probably working on sending.
Okay. It might take a minute because there's a lot of pictures, but there's no problem. We can wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on the outbox. Oh, so it says okay, now it says that it's been sent.
Alrighty. Let me try to refresh again. Okay, you added pictures as the title, right? Does the subject?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I received it. Let me check on the pictures.
See if you can open them.
Can you check your email? Because I only got two. Didn't you say you added more than two?
Yeah, I Oh, yes, right. Probably only... I'm going to have to send you one by one. Are you going to be the one uploading these pictures?
Yes, I can upload them, but try to send them on the same email. You know where it says you open the email, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you click where it says reply?
Oh, but I show only two pictures. Hold on 1 second. Let me answer this phone call. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
O'Reilly.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you said you want me to go back to the email. Yeah, the email only shows two pictures.
Okay, no problem. Can you click the word that says reply?
On those reply. Pressing give me. Oh, I'm sorry.
You should reply. Say reply or forward.
Yeah, reply. What do you
okay,
want
to do? Okay, let's click on reply.
Uh-huh.
It's going to give you the option for you to write again or attach something. In that same email, you can attach the pictures, the new ones you want to send, so you can have them all in the same email. You can attach another one there. Or two, if you would like. And once it says that it's been sent out, you can try again clicking where it says reply and attach another two.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. So I'm going to do... I will do maybe three at a time.
Yeah, you can try. Two got sent already. Maybe you can try two, three again. Then try two, three again.
So I'm sending them on a small scale, okay?
Okay.
If you receive a few.
I already sent them?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Allow me just a quick moment. Okay, I got the other three already.
So I'm sending on a bunches of three. That way you will get them. How do you spell your name?
It's A-R-E-O-Y.
A-R-E-O-Y?
No, L. Why?
a rally.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you receive more?
I did receive a few. You sent more?
Yeah.
Okay, let me double check again.
They look alike, but they're not alike, okay? It's just a story of the lock that I customized.
Okay, yes. I received the other.
Okay,
I will upload the ones that I just received, and you can send us more later on.
Okay, I'm doing them. Let's hope that these ones will be sendable.
Okay.
So how can I do to get more organic calls? What will be the approach?
Let me go ahead and check with our team the competition that you may have in these areas, if there's anything else that we can do. I do see here your account. It's good. It's active. They added on. The business hours is showing 24/7, which is good. We already checked the areas. We are going to update the pictures, which is good. The other thing, it will just be, the service areas. We can go ahead and go over them if you would like.
Service areas?
Yes, the services that Google has set up for this category. For example, building, lockout. The service is currently off, which you're not offering. Copy vehicle keys. Do you offer this?
I don't offer copying keys because people expect me to have a mortar and brick building, and I'm a mobile locksmith.
Okay. The other option is new key fob.
Disregard key fobs.
Okay. Re-key lock, that one's currently on. Vehicle lockout, it's off.
Which lockout is off?
Re-key lock is currently on.
Uh-huh.
And vehicle lockout is off.
Yeah, I'd rather don't do vehicle lockouts. What other ones are on and off? Can you start again?
Okay, let me tell you the ones that are currently off. Building lockout, it's off. Copy vehicle key, it's off. New key fob, it's off. Vehicle lockout, it's off. And copy building key, it's off. The ones we have on, it's re-key lock, install hardware, and repair hardware.
Okay.
Those are the only ones that are on.
What about lock installation?
At the moment, these are the options that Google has for this category, and we cannot add any manual. They already set them up. We can only turn on or turn off. But I do see here we have install hardware.
Mm-hmm. But I want them to be more narrow to install locks. Do you think that by having only two on, that is decreasing my chances on getting calls?
No, it doesn't have to do with the options. It could be because of the competitors as well, because the options, they look good. We have more than two options on. We have re-keylock install. I'm sorry, re-keylock install hardware and repair hardware, which are the three options that are currently on, which is good.
Okay. The other ones are lockouts, right, and copy keys.
Correct. They're off.
Uh-huh. Okay. Keep them off.
All righty. Well, let me just double check with our team to see what's going on with this service and the areas as well, because your account is looking good. So let me just go ahead and double check with them what other solution we can see on your account that can help you out better.
Okay, O'Reilly. Keep me updated and maybe give me a call in the next, what, a week, 2 weeks?
I think in the next week will be good.
Okay, O'Reilly.
All right. Good. Well, do you have any other question that I can help you with?
No, that's it at this point.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for calling us back. If anything else, please send me a quick email, text message, or a call if we can help you out, okay?
Yes, I would like to have your extension number so that should I just ask for O'Reilly?
You can just ask for O'Reilly.
Okay, I'll do that.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. Have yourself an excellent day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.